Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书第三十一章。
We'll read from verse 31 through verse 34.
我们从第三十一节念到第三十四节。
Behold, days come, said Jehovah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
耶利米书第三十一章第三十一节，耶和华说：日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day of my taking them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt.Which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, says Jehovah.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约，我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约，这是耶和华说的。
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Jehovah. I will put my law in their inward parts.And will write it in their heart, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上；我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know Jehovah, for they shall all know me.From the least of them unto the greatest of them, said Jehovah, and I will pardon their iniquity and their sin will I remember no more.
他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
And please turn to the New Testament.The book of Hebrews.
我们来看新约希伯来书
Chapter 8.
第八章
We'll read from verse 6.
我们从第六节看起
Through verse 13.
一直看到第十三节
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6.
希伯来书第八章第六节
And now he that is our Lord Jesus.Has got a more excellent ministry, by so much as he is mediator of a better covenant, which is established on the footing of better promises.
如今耶稣所得的责任是更美的，正如他说更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
For it that first was faultless, place had not been sought for a second.
那前月若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后月了。
For finding fault, he says to them, Behold, days come, said the Lord, and I will consummate a new covenant as regards the house of Israel and as regards the house of Judah.
所以主指着他的百姓说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
Not according to the covenant which I made to their fathers.In the day of my taking their hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, I did not regard it, said the Lord.
不像我拉过他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及的时候，与他们所立的约，因为他们不恒心守我的约，我也不理他们。这是主说的。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Because this is the covenant that I will covenant to the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord.Giving my laws into their mind, I will write them also upon their heart. And I will be to them for God, and they shall be to me for people.
主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And they shall not teach each his fellow citizen, and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord.Because all shall know me in themselves, from the little one among them unto the great among them.
他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
Because I will be merciful to their unrighteousnesses and their sins and their lawlessnesses, I will never remember anymore.
我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪孽。
In that he says new, he has made the first old, but that which grows old and aged is near disappearing.
既说新月就以前月为旧了，但那渐旧渐衰的就比快会无有了。
Our God is a God of covenant.
我们的神是一个立约的神。
In his relationship with human beings,
他与人的关系,
he often made covenant with them.
他常常与人立约。
For instance, he made covenant with Noah.
比方说他与挪亚立约。
In Genesis chapter 9,
在创世纪第九章。
And then he made covenant with Abraham.
然后他又与亚伯兰立约。
In Genesis chapter 15,
在创世纪第十五章。
And then you find he made covenant with the children of Israel through Moses.
然后我们又看见他借着摩西与以色列的子民立约。
That is at the Mount Sinai.
就是在西乃山上。
And then afterwards where the children of Israel came to the border of the promised land.
当以色列人来到应许之地的边界的时候。
In the land of Moab, God made covenant again with them.
在摩亚地，神又再一次与他们立约。
That is in Deuteronomy chapter 29.
那就是在申命记第二十九章。
And after they enter into the promised land,
当他们进到应许之地以后，
God made a covenant with David.
神又与大卫立约。
In 2 Samuel chapter 7.
在撒母耳记下第七章。
And then we find in Jeremiah 31, God made a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
然后我们来到耶利米书第三十一章，这里我们就看见耶和华与以色列家和犹大全家另立新约。
Of all these covenants, there are two that stand out.
在这许多的约里面，有两个是很突出的。
And these two are in contrast to each other.
这两个好像是相对的。
One is the Mosaic covenant.
一个呢，就是与借着摩西的所立的约。
And that is the covenant of law.
那就是律法的约。
And the other is the new covenant.
另外一个呢，是新约。
Which is the covenant of grace.
就是恩典的约。
These two stand out in the word of God.
这两个约就在神的话语里面是很突出的。
But before we enter into these two covenants,
在我们还没有来看这两个月以前，
Let us consider a little bit about what a covenant is.
我们先来试想一下什么是约。
A covenant is an agreement.
一个约就好像是一个一份的合约一样。
It is a contract.
是一个合同。
And you find that we sign agreementcontract everywhere.
我们常常都会签一些的合同，一些的合约。
If you want to buy a house, you sign a contract.
就是你如果要买一栋房子，你要签一些的合约。
Or if you want to buy a car, you sign a contract.
有的时候你买车子也要签一些的合约。
Or if you want to join a company, you sign a contract.
你要为一间公司办事，有的时候你要签约。
Now why do we need these contracts?
为什么我们需要这一些的合约呢？
Why do we need these agreement?
我们为什么需要这一些的约呢？
Or covenants.
或者是合同呢？
Because in a covenant or a contract,
在一个约或者在一个合约里面，
it defines the responsibility and the right of both parties.
这个约就说出了双方所有的权利和义务。
It has a legal binding power.
这里有一个律法上的权利。
After a contract is signed, then you are obligated to keep it.
当你签了一个合约以后，你就有法律上的责任要遵守。
This is because we human beings are so undependable.
因为你知道我们人类是多么的不可靠。
Our word should be trustworthy.
本来呢，我们的话是应该可信的。
But because we are not that trustworthy.
但是呢，因为我们不可信。
So a contract has to be signed.
所以我们就需要有一些的合约。
There must be some kind of a legal binding.
就好像有一些法律上的的约。
To force us.To do what we have promised.
来强迫我们履行我们所答应的。
But even so, you'll find many contracts are broken.
但是虽然如此，我们常常看见许多的合约还是没有被遵守。
Many agreements are abrogated.
许多的约我们都推卸责任。
Because we human beings are not trustworthy.
因为我们人类是不可靠的。
Now our God is trustworthy.
但是神呢，他是可靠的。
He is faithful.
他是信实的。
In Numbers chapter 23,
在民数记第23章
we are told that God is not a man that he will lie.
我们那里告诉我们说，神非同我们，他不说谎。
What he says, he will do.
他说了他就要做成。
What he speaks, it shall be done.
他话语他说了事就成就了。
Our God is faithful and trustworthy.
我们的神是信实的是可信的。
What he says, it is as if it is already done.
他只要说了这件事就必成就。
So with our God, he does not need a covenant to bind him.
所以对神来说，神实在不需要有一个合约来把他辖制。
But why is it that he seems to love to make covenant with men?
那为什么他好像很喜欢与人立约呢？
It is not because of himself.
不是因着他。
It is because of us.
乃是因着我们。
So in Hebrews chapter 6, we are told.
所以在希伯来书第六章那里说
that God himself is unchanging.
神是不改变的。
His word is truth.
他的话语就是真理。
But in order to encourage our faith,
但是为着要鼓励我们的信心。
So aside from his own unchangeableness,
所以除了他是不改变以外,
he also make an oath. He also make a covenant.
他也立了一个约，他也发了一个誓。
As if he is to bind himself with a legal binding.
就好像他要把自己辖制在这一些的法律的辖制以下。
So with these two unchangeableness,
就用这两个不改变的东西。
He is trying to encourage us to put our faith.In him.
他就鼓励我们把我们的信心放在他里面。
So whenever you find covenant in the Bible,
所以每逢你在圣经里面看见立约,
remember that it is for our sake.
要记得这是为着我们的。
God has no need to make covenant.
神不需要立约。
But he loves us so much.
但是他是那样的爱我们。
He wants to encourage us.
他要鼓励我们。
So he binds himself.Into a covenant.
所以他就好像用这些约把自己辖制一样。
After he delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt,
当他把以色列民从埃及拯救出来以后
he brought them to Mount Sinai.
他就带他们来到西乃山
and there he made a covenant with them.
在那里他与他们立约
it is a covenant sealed with the blood.
这是用血所印证的约。
And in that covenant,
在这个约里面
simply speaking,
简单的说
it is the Ten Commandments.
就是十诫。
God gave them the Ten Commandments.
神把十诫赐给他们。
In these Ten Commandments, God reveals who he is.
借着这十诫神就向他们彰显他是如何的一位神。
And God also defined their responsibility to God and to one another.
神也在这里告诉他们，他们对神所应有的责任，和对人所应有的责任。
We know these Ten Commandments are written on two tablets.Of stone.
我们都知道这十诫是写在两块花板上。
The first tablet contained four commandments.
头一块撒板有四个诫命。
And these four are the relationship between God and man, man and God.
在这四个诫命里面就讲到我们与神之间的关系。
Thou shalt have no other God but Jehovah.
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Thou shalt not make any image and worship.
你们不可雕刻或敬拜偶像。
And thou shalt keep the Sabbath.
你们要当守安息日。
So you find that the first tablets relate to our relationship with God.
所以在头一块块法板上就说出了我们与神之间的关系。
And in the second tablets, there are six commandments.
在第二块的法板上有六条的诫命。
And it defines our relationship with one another.
这六个诫命就说出了我们与彼此之间的关系。
In the will of God, what should be our relationship with one another?
在神的旨意里面，我们的关系是应该怎么样的呢？
And with these ten commandments, God covenanted with His redeemed people of Israel.
借着这十条的诫命，神就与他的子民被赎的以色列民立约了。
And God said that if you shall keep these commandments,
神就说你们如果守着十条的诫命，
then you will be my people.
那你们就要做我的子民。
Now after you prove yourselves as my people,
当你们证明你们实在是我的子民的时候，
then I will be your God.
我就要做你们的神。
And I will bless you.
我要祝福你们。
So we know that this covenant of law,
所以我们知道这一个律法的约，
it is a covenant of law,
是在律法以下的。
In other words, God gave commandments,
换句话说，神给诫命，
and the people of Israel must keep them,
以色列的子民就要遵守。
And if they keep them, they will be blessed.
如果他们遵守这些诫命，他们就要得着祝福。
If they do not keep them, then they will be cursed.
如果他们不遵守的话，他们就要受咒诅。
It is a conditional covenant.
这是一个有条件的约。
You have to keep these conditions, then God said, I promise to bless you.
你遵守了，你达到了这些条件以后，神就应许他要祝福你。
And I will be your God.
我要做你们的神。
Even when Moses was on the mount receiving that Ten Commandments,
当摩西在山上领受这十条诫命的时候，
we remember how the children of Israel on the plain already violated and broke the commandments.
我们就知道以色列人在山底下，他们那个时候已经犯了那个十诫。
They made a golden calf and they worshipped the golden calf as their God.
他们做了一个金牛犊，他们就拜金牛犊做他们的神。
So before the Ten Commandments reached their hands, they had already broken them.
十诫还没有到他们手中的时候，他们已经犯了十诫。
So when Moses came down and saw the situation, you remember, he smashed these two tablets of stone.
所以当摩西从山上下来的时候，你就记得他就把这两块的法板摔碎。
But God in His mercy forgave them.
但是因着神的怜悯，神就赦免了他们。
And he still gave the Ten Commandments to the children of Israel.
他还是把十诫给了以色列民。
But then when you read the history of the children of Israel,
但是当我们来读以色列民的历史的时候，
you find that they broke the Ten Commandments continuously.
你就发现他们一直的在犯十诫。
In the wilderness, in the land.
在旷野也好，在应许之地也好，
during the times of the judges,
就在世世的时代，
and even in the time of the king,
甚至在君王的时代，
you find that they broke God's covenant continuously.
他们是一直的在犯神所给他们的诫命。
God was very patient with them.
神对他们是何等的忍耐。
He endured them for a long period.
神就一直在容忍他们。
But finally,
但是最后
God said they have not kept my covenant.
神说他们没有遵守我的诫命。
They have not kept their promises.
他们没有守他们所应许的。
They have not fulfilled these conditions.
他们没有达到这些的条件。
Therefore, I will abrogate this covenant.
所以呢，我就要废去这个约。
And the children of Israel were captured and led into Babylonian captivity.
所以以色列民就被掳掠到巴比伦去了。
But before this happened,
但是在这个发生以前
，God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah.
神就借着耶利米说话。
God said, "One day." I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah.
耶和华说日子将到我要与以色列全家和犹大家另立新约。
It will not be like the old covenant.
这新约不像旧约。
Because the old covenant has been broken and it is abrogated.
因为旧约
abolished.
因为他们没有遵守旧约，所以旧约就要被废去。
I will make a new covenant with them.
我要与他们另立新约。
And this new covenant is entirely new.
这个新约是全新的。
It is a covenant of grace.
这是一个恩典的约。
God gave them this promise.
神就给了他们这个应许。
After God promised them this new covenant,
神给了他们这个应许之后
for 600 years,Nothing happened.
有六百年的时间，好像什么都没有发生。
And you remember how the children of Israel, after 70 years of captivity, a remnant returned to Jerusalem.
你记得以色列民在巴比伦经过几百年以后，有一半的移民就回到耶路撒冷。
And they rebuild the temple.
他们就重建圣殿。
And they resume the temple services.
他们就恢复圣殿的执事。
And this continued on until the days of our Lord Jesus.
这就一直在继续，只等到主耶稣的日子。
Almost 600 years.
有六百年的时间。
And in the fullness of time, God sent His Son into this world.
日期满足的时候，神就差他的爱子来到世上。
Born of woman,
借着妇人所生。
Born under law,
生在律法以下。
That He may deliver us out of the curse of the law.
叫他能够把我们从律法的咒诅之下拯救出来。
And we may inherit sonship.
叫我们能够得着儿子的名分。
So our Lord Jesus came to this world.
所以主耶稣来到世上。
After 30 hidden years,
经过三十年隐藏的时间。
He began to travel and preach the gospel of the kingdom.
他就开始出来传天国的福音。
For 3.5 years,
有三年半的时间。
Then came the day.Of his crucifixion.
然后就来到他被钉的日子。
But on the night of his betrayal,
但是在他被卖的那一夜，
he gathered his disciples around him.
他就把门徒聚集在一起。
You know, they were having the Last Supper.
你知道他们在那里是最后的晚餐。
It was the Passover Supper.
是逾越节的晚餐。
And towards the end of the Passover Supper,
在逾越节晚餐吃完了以后，
Suddenly our Lord Jesus stood up.
主耶稣就站起来。
He took the bread.
他就拿起饼来。
He blessed it.
祝福了。
And he broke it.
他就拨开。
And he said, take this.
他就说你们拿着吃。
This is my body.
这是我的身体。
Broken for you.
为你们拨开的。
And then afterwards.
然后。
He took a cup.
他又拿起杯来。
You know, during the Passover feast, they have 4 different cups.
你知道在逾越节的晚餐里面，他们有四个不同的杯。
And this is the 3rd cup of the Passover.
这是逾越节晚餐第三个杯。
It is called the cup of blessing.
这叫做祝福的杯。
And our Lord took up this cup of blessing.
主耶稣就拿起这个祝福的杯。
He blessed.
他祝谢了。
And he gave to his disciples.
他就把它给门徒。
And he said, this is the cup.Of the new covenant.
他就说这是新我为你们所立新约的杯。
It is the cup of the new covenant in my blood.
这是借着我的血所立的新约的杯。
For the redeeming of your sins, remission of your sins.
为要叫你们的罪得着赦免。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
600 years after God has promised the new covenant.
神应许给他们新约以后，经过了六百年的时间，
Nothing was heard.
六百年之久什么都没有听见。
But then suddenly on that night,
但是突然忽然间在那个晚上
our Lord Jesus took this cup and said, this is the new covenant.
我们的主就拿起杯来说这就是新约
sealed with my own blood,
是用我的血所立的
and it is given to you.
是给你们的。
To whom?
给谁呢？
To the church.
给教会。
What God has promised the house of Israel and the house of Judah of that new covenant.
神所应许给以色列家和犹大全家的这个新约。
That is still in the future.
那还是在将来的。
It hasn't been fulfilled yet.
还没有应验的。
But on that day, our Lord Jesus brought this new covenant to us, the church, today.
但是在那一个晚上，主耶稣就把这个新约赐给了我们。
Why? Because our Lord Jesus came to this world not for the Jews.
因为主耶稣来到世上不单单是为着犹太人。
He came to this world for the whole world.
他来到世上是为着全世界的人。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So here you find that our Lord Jesus took this new covenant that one day God will covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. He took it and he covenanted with us, the church, today.
所以神应许以色列全家和犹大全家说，有一天要有一个新约。那一个晚上耶稣就拿了这个就把我们就把这个赐给我们他就与教会立了新约
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
Today we are not under the old covenant of law
我们今天不再在旧的律法的约以下
You know under the old covenant of law all will perish
你知道在旧约就是律法的约之下所有的人都要灭亡。
Because according to the book of Romans, we are told.
因为在罗马书那里告诉我们
The words of the law are spoken to those under law.
律法的话是向着那些在律法以下的人律法的约是向着那些在律法以下的人说的。
The children of Israel had the written law.
以色列的子民他们有那个成文的律法。
And the Gentiles do not have the written law, but we have the unwritten law inscribed upon our heart.
外邦人呢，我们就有不成文的律法写在我们的心里。
God's law is inscribed in our heart.
神的律法是写在我们的心里的。
Our conscience will tell us what God's law is.
我们的良心会告诉我们神的律法是什么。
So whether you are Jew under the written law of Moses,
所以你是犹太人也好，是在摩西所写的成文的律法之下的。
Or you are a Gentile under the unwritten law of God upon your heart.
或是你是外邦人，你是有神的律法在你的里面，虽然是不成文的。
We are all under law.
我们都是在律法以下。
And the words of the law is spoken to those under law.
那么律法的话呢，乃是对律法以下的人说的。
And under law, no one can be justified.
在律法之下，没有一个人是可以称义的。
We are all condemned.
我们都是被咒诅的。
Because we have all sinned.And come short of the glory of God.
因为人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
There is only one person who can live under law and is approved.
只有一个人，他可以活在律法之下，也是得着称许的。
And that is our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
Throughout his life, he lived under law and he kept everything.In the law.
在他的一生里面他活在律法之下他也遵守了一切的律法
Therefore God proclaimed him as righteous
所以神能够称他为义
But in this whole world there is only one man
但是在全世界里面只有一个人
Who can live under law and live
是能够在律法之下生活而存活的
Aside from the Lord Jesus all who live under law die
除了主耶稣以外所有活在律法之下的人都要灭亡
But thank God
但是感谢神
Not only our Lord Jesus himself kept the law.
我们的主耶不单是主耶稣自己，他遵守了律法。
But he went to the cross to keep the law for us.
他甚至去上十字架为我们守了律法。
You know there are two ways to keep the law.
你知道有两个方法来遵守律法。
One way is do what the Lord has said.
第一呢，就是遵行耶和华所说的话。
The other is to pay whatever the Lord demands as penalty.
那么第二呢，就是要付那个律法所指定的惩罚。
For instance, you are driving a car.
比方说你在开车。
And you said you cannot exceed 100 kilometers.
那个最高的车速呢是100公里。
And you drive within that law limit.
如果你是在合理的合法的速度以下的话呢，
Now you keep the law.
那你就是遵守律法。
Now suppose you drive 110 kilometers.
比方说你开110公里。
And you are caught.
那你被抓了。
Then how can you keep the law?
那你怎么样遵守律法呢?
You have broken the law.
你已经犯了法了。
And the law said you have to pay certain amount of money.
那么律法就说，法律说你要付多少钱的罚款。
Now if you pay the money, then you're clear.
如果你付了罚款以后呢，那你就可以了。
As if you have kept the law.
就好像你已经遵守了律法一
样。And this is what happened to us.
这就是发生在我们身上的事。
We all broke the law of God.
我们都犯了神的律法。
Christ is the only one who keeps the law of God.
只有基督他是遵守神的律法的。
But the one who has no sin is made sin for us.
但是呢，无罪的为我们成了罪。
That we may become the righteousness of God.
叫我们能成为神的义。
He paid the penalty for us.
他为我们受了惩罚。
We broke the law and we should die.
我们呢是犯了法的，我们是该死的。
He keeps the law and he should live.
他遵守了律法，他应该是活的。
But he died in our stead.
但是他代替我们死了。
So that we may not die.
叫我们不需要死。
He delivered us out of the law.
他就把我们从律法之下拯救出来。
He delivered us out of the old covenant.
他就把我们从旧约里拯救出来。
And he made a new covenant with us.
他就与我们立了一个新约。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we are not under the old covenant.
我们不再在旧约以下。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
We are under the new covenant.
我们乃是在新约之下。
We are not under law, but we are under grace.
我们不在律法之下，我们乃是在恩典之下。
This new covenant is altogether new.
这个新约是全新的。
What are the characteristics of this new covenant?
这个新约的特征是什么呢?
You know, our relationship with God today is all on the basis of the new covenant.
你知道我们今天与神的关系都是基于这一个新约。
God will deal with us according to the new covenant.
神今天是看用这个新约来对待我们。
And our dealings with God is according to the new covenant.
我们与神之间的关系呢，也是基于这个新约。
This is the way that we can live our Christian life.
这是我们过基督徒生活的道路。
Therefore, it is very important for us to know what covenant God has made with us.
所以很重要的一件事就是我们需要明白神与我们所立的约是什么。
Because if we do not know the covenant that God has made with us, then we do not know how to live before God.
如果我们不认识这一个神与我们所立的新约，那我们就不知道怎么样在神面前生活。
Unfortunately, you find many Christians today are still living under the old covenant.
很不幸的，你就发现今天很多的基督徒他们还是活在旧约之下。
And that's the reason why they are under law.
这就是为什么他们还是在律法之下。
And they always have a guilty conscience.
他们总是有一个不安息的良心。
And their Christian life is weak.
他们基督徒生活是很弱的。
And always defeated.
总是失败。
Because they do not know God has put them in a new covenant.
因为他们不知道神已经把他们放在新约里了。
We live under the new covenant.
我们今天是活在新约之下。
It is a covenant of grace.
这是一个恩典的约。
And that's the only way we can live our normal Christian life.
这是唯一我们能过正常基督徒的生活的方法。
Now, what are the characteristics of this new covenant?
那么这个新约的特征是什么呢？
First of all, it is a new covenant.
首先它是新的。
It is not a patching up of the old.
这不是把旧的来补一下。
As if the old is not perfect, therefore, you patch it up and try, to make it, complete.
好像说旧约是不完全的，我们来补救补救一下。
It is like you take a new cloth and try to mend the old garment.
就好像我们把新布补在旧的衣服上面。
Now God does not do these patching works.
神不是做这些补救的工作的。
God always let the old pass completely.
神总是让旧的完全的过去。
And He will make everything new.
他要把一切都更新。
So this new covenant is altogether new.
所以这个新约是全新的。
It is altogether different from the old covenant.
是跟旧约完全不同的。
A new relationship.
新的关系。
Number two.
第二。
This new covenant is a better covenant.
这个新约是更美之约。
Why? Because it is on the footing of better promises.
为什么呢？因为这是基于更好的应许，更美的应许。
In the Old Testament, Old Covenant,
在旧约里，
God does promise blessing.
神应许了，他要祝福。
But that blessing is conditional upon your keeping the law.
但是这个祝福是有条件的，你必须要遵守律法。
If you do not keep the law, the promise will not come. The blessing will not come, but curse will come instead.
你不遵守律法的话呢，你不但不得到祝福，还要受咒诅。
But the new covenant is different.
但是新约呢，就不同了。
The new covenant is unconditional.
新约是无条件的。
In the old covenant, God said, thou shalt and thou shalt not.
在旧约，神说你要这样做，神说你不能这样做。
You have to bear the first responsibility.
你必须要遵守这些的责任。
And then God will take up His responsibility.
然后呢，神就会拿起他的责任。
But in the new covenant, it doesn't say thou shalt and thou shalt not.
但在新约里面呢，这里没有告诉我们说你要做什么，不能够做什么。
It said, I will.I will and I will.
新约里面主就说我要我要我要。
So the old covenant is the covenant of law.
所以旧的约是律法的约。
Law is demanding upon the flesh.
律法是对我们肉体有要求的。
The new covenant is a covenant of grace.
新的约是恩典之约。
It makes no demand, but it firstgives the supply.
他没有什么的要求，他先要供应我们。
It is unconditional.
是无条件的。
And then number three.
第三点。
This new covenant is under the mediatorship of a better person.
这一个新约乃是借着一个更美之人所带来的。
Our Lord Jesus Himself.Is not only the new covenant, but he is the mediator of the new covenant.
我们主耶稣他不但自己是新约，他也是做这个新约的中保。
You know this new covenant is a person.
你知道这个新约就是一个人。
God covenants with us with a person.
神是用借着一个新人，神是借着一个人给我们立了这个约。
In that covenant, he gave us a man.
在这个约里面，他给了我们一个人。
He gave us Christ.
他把基督给我们。
That is the covenant.
这就是约。
And all that Christ is.
基督所是。
But he not only gives Christ to us.
他不但把基督给我们。
Christ himself becomes the mediator.
基督自己来做中保。
And that is to say, he will see to it.That all the articles, all the promises in that covenant will become real to us.
换句话说，他要把这个约里面每一条， 他自己负责要把这所有都履行了。
And so you find that we have a better mediator.
所以这里有一个更好的中保。
Better than Moses.
比摩西更好。
Moses can tell you the law.
摩西可以把律法告诉你。
But he is not able to help you keep the law.
但是他不能够帮助你来遵守律法。
But our Lord Jesus not only give us the new covenant.
但是我们的主耶稣他不但把新约给我们。
But he will see to it that you enter into the joy of the new covenant.
他也要帮助我们，叫我们能够进到这个新约的喜乐。
The fourth characteristic of this new covenant.
这新约第四个特点。
It is internal, not external.
是内在的，不是外面的。
You know, with the old covenant, what God said to the children of Israel?
你知道在旧约里面，神对以色列民说什么呢？
He said, I took your hand and led you.
他说我牵着你的手带领你们。
Even though it is very good to have God taking our hands.
有神牵着我们的手，这个本来是很好的。
You see, a childwalking and the mother or the father takes his or her hand.
当你看见小孩子在走路，你看见爸爸或者妈妈牵着他们的手。
That is very good.
那是很好的。
But it is still external.
但是还是在外面的。
You are holding his hand.
你牵着他的手。
And sometimes you see the child see something elsewhere and he struggle out of your hand and run.Away.
有的时候你看见小孩子看见一件有兴趣的事，他就把他的手拉开了，他就跑掉了。
And that is what the children of Israel did with God.
所以这就你看见，这就是以色列民所做的。
God held their hands.
神牵过他们的手。
But they struggle out of God's hand.
但是他们从神的手中挣扎出来
了。It is external.
这是外面的。
But the new covenant is internal.
但是新约呢是在里面的。
He said, I will put my law in your inward parts.
神说我要把我的律法放在你的心里。
You shall know me in yourself.
你在你心里就能够认识我。
You find that it is altogether inward.
你就看见这个是里面的事。
God is not just there standing by us and holding our hands.
神不是站在我们的旁边牵着我们的手。
He comes and lives within us.
他乃是进到我们的里面，活在我们的里面。
Now that is different.
那这是不是不同呢？
If he is by your side, you can run away.
如果他站在你的旁边，你还可以走开。
But if he is in you, no matter where you go, he is there with you.
但是如果他在你的里面呢，你无论到哪里，他都在你的里面。
He is your very life.
他就是你的生命。
He's always there.
他总是在哪里。
It is inward, not outward.
是内在的，不是外面的。
Christian life is an inner life.
基督徒的生活乃是一个里面的生活。
It is not an external action.
不是外面一些的活动。
Number five.
第五点。
It is not like a husband's relationship with a wife.
这个的关系不好像是丈夫与妻子的关系。
In the Old Testament, with the Old Covenant, God were as if their husband.
在旧约里面，神好像是他们的丈夫一样。
He protected them.
他保护他们。
He provided for them.
他供应他们的
需要。He took care of them.
他就照顾他们。
Now, even so, you find how the children of Israel rebelled against God.
虽然是这样，我们还是看见以色列的子民他们怎么样的背叛神。
Because even though God were like a husband, it is still you find he could only stand by their side.
虽然神好像是做他们的丈夫，神也只可能好像是站在他们的旁边一样。
But the children of Israel were unfaithful to God.
但是以色列民呢，他们对神是不忠的。
But with the new covenant.
但是新约。
You find that we are one with God in life.
在新约的里面，我们在生命里是与神合一的。
We are joined to God in Christ Jesus.
在基督里，我们就与神联合了。
Brothers and sisters, here you find a relationship that is closer than husband and wife.
弟兄姊妹，在这里你看见有一个关系是比丈夫与妻子的关系更密切的。
Our Lord Jesus says, as I am in the Father, and the Father is me, so you are in me, and I am in you.
主耶稣说，正如父在我里面，我也在父里面，你们在我里面，我也要在你们的里面。
Number six.
第六点。
The old covenant is a covenant of work.
旧约是一个工作的约。
You have to keep the law.
你需要守约。
You have to do.
你需要做。
But the new covenant is a covenant of grace.
但是新约呢，乃是恩典的约。
Grace means that I will do it for you.
恩典的意思呢，就是说，就是主说，我要为你成全。
You have to do it.
你要做。
But I am going to do it in you and for you.
但是呢，我要在你。废去的。
And therefore it is abolished.
所以呢，实在已经废去了。
But the new covenant is an everlasting covenant.
但是新约呢，那是永远的约。
It cannot be broken.
是不能够被破坏的。
Because it is based upon God Himself.
因为这个约是本于神的。
If it depends on you, it will be broken.
如果这个约是本于你的话，那就会很容易
破坏。But if it depends on God, then it will never be broken.
但如果是本于神的话，就永远不会破坏。
It is an everlasting covenant.
这是一个永久之约。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we need to thank God that He is so merciful to us.
我们对神像我们这样的怜悯，我们需要感谢他。
That He should make such a covenant with us.
他竟然替我们跟我们立了这样的一个约。
But what is the covenant?
但是约是什么呢？
You know that covenant is very simple.
你知道这个约是很简单的。
It has only three articles.
只有三条。
Only three articles.
在这个约里面只有三条。
You'll find that in Jeremiah 31 and in Hebrews chapter 8.
你就在耶利米书第31章和希伯来书第8章里找到。
So far as our experience goes, probably we should start with the third article.
如果用我们的经验来说，我们或者应该从第三条看起。
Now the third article is in Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12.
第三条，这个月里面的第三条呢，我们可以在希伯来书第八章第十二节里找到。
I will be merciful to their unrighteousnesses and their sins and their lawlessnesses I will never remember anymore.
希伯来书第八章第十二节，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪孽。
In other words,
换句话说，
in this new covenant that God has covenanted with us, He said, I will forgive your sins.
神在他与我们所立的这个新约里，他说，我要赦免你们的罪。
Not only forgive your sins, but I will even forget your sins.
神不但赦免我们的罪，甚至忘记我们的罪。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
what a blessing that is.
这是何等的祝福。
We who were under the load of sin.
我们这些被压在罪担之下的。
The Lord says to us, your sins are forgiven.
主对我们说，你们的罪赦免了。
Even though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be washed as white as snow.
我们的罪虽然如朱红，但主要把它洗的，把我们洗的比血更白。
All our sins, our iniquities, transgressions are all forgiven.
我们所有的罪孽，所有的过犯，都已得着赦免。
It is because of the blood of our Lord Jesus.
乃是因着我们主耶稣基督的血。
God looked at the blood of His beloved Son and said, "All your sins are gone."
神看见他爱子的血，他就对我们说：“你们的罪都赦免了。”
Not only all gone, but He said, I do not see it anymore.
不但已经过去了，神说我再也看不见了。
I have forgiven you and I have forgotten it.
我已经赦免你了，我已经忘记你们所做的。
God does not remember your sin anymore.
神不再记得你所犯的罪。
Brothers and sisters, this is the new covenant.
弟兄姊妹，这就是新约。
You know, we as believers, we do not know how to come to God under the new covenant.
你知道，许多时候我们做信徒，我们不知道怎么样在这个新约里来到神的面前。
Many Christians are still under a guilty conscience.
许多的时候，信徒们还是有一个犯罪的良心。
They cannot forget.Their past sins.
他们不能够忘记他们所犯过的罪。
They have already confessed their sins before God.
他们已经在神面前承认了他们的罪。
And yet, these past sins come back and bother their conscience all the time.
然而这些过去的罪还是一直回到他们的身上，还是在打扰他们的良心。
Why? Because they still live under the old covenant.
为什么呢？因为他们还是活在旧的约里面。
They do not know that under the new covenant, if we confess our sin, God is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousnesses.
他们不知道，他们在新是在新约里面，在新约里神是信实的，他要赦免我们一切的罪。
And He not only forgives, but He forgets altogether.
他不但赦免我们，他甚至忘记了。
But our mind plays trick upon us.
但是呢，我们的头脑还是在这里玩弄我们。
We forget what we should remember, and we remember what we should forget.
我们总是呢，应该记得的，我们忘记；应该忘记的，我们老是记住。
What God forgets, we remember.
神所忘记的呢，我们还是记得。
We have confessed our sin, and God said, "Your sins are forgiven."
我们承认了我们的罪，神说你的罪已经赦免了。
And then tomorrow we go to God and confess again.
明天呢，我们又来到神的面前，又在承认我们的罪。
And God will say, "What are you talking about?"
神就说你在说什么
？I don't remember.
我不忘记，我都忘记了。
Why do you remember?
你为什么还记住呢？
Why don't you see the preciousness, the sureness of the cleansing blood of the Lamb?
你为什么没有看见羔羊宝血的宝贵和能力呢？
Under the new covenant, daily, hourly, every moment, every second, we can live before God without.Any shadow or cloud.
在新约里面，每一天、每一时、每一刻，我们都可以坦然地活在神的面前，没有乌云。
It is true, we sometimes fall.
是对的。我有的时候我们会犯罪。
We are not perfect.
我们不是完全的。
But if we confess our sin,
但是如果我们承认自己的罪
，He is faithful and righteous.
神是信实的，是公义的。
Faithful to his covenant.
他对他所立的约是信实的。
Righteous to the blood of our Lord Jesus.
他向着主耶稣基督的血是公义的。
So he must forgive.
所以他必定要赦免。
And not only forgive, but he do not remember.
不但赦免，他甚至把他都忘记了。
Brothers and sisters, we can live daily.In uninterrupted communion with God.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一天可以有与主有不断的交通。
What a blessing that is.
这是何等的祝福。
Well, that is just the beginning.
这只不过是开始。
And now we come to the second.
那现在我们回头来看第二条。
That is in verse 11.
在第十一节。
And they shall not teach each his fellow citizen and each his brother saying, Know the Lord.Because all shall know me in themselves, from the little one among them unto the great among them.
希伯来书第八章第十一节，他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
You know, under the old covenant,
你知道在旧约的里面，
the law was written upon stone.
律法乃是写在石头上。
And later on, of course, we know it's written in books in school.
后来呢，我们知道，就写在书卷上。
So you have to read the school.
所以呢，你需要看这些的书卷。
You have to have somebody to teach you.
你需要呢，有人教导你。
And to explain the law to you.
把向神的向你解释。
Say know the Lord.
然后就告诉你说，你们要认识主。
So you find this knowledge of God comes from outside.
所以你看见这个对神的认识是从外面来的。
It is informational.
是知识上的。
And by gathering this information, you have the knowledge of God.
但我们把这些的资料都收集起来以后，你就认识神了。
But even so, such knowledge of God is mental and external.
但是这样对神的认识不过是事实上的，不过是外面的。
It is not really in you.
不是真的在你的里面。
It is not an experiential knowledge of God.
这不是在经验上经历神。
You know about God.
你知道神。
You know, under the Old Testament, you know about God.
你知道在旧约里面你能够认识神。
But not God himself.
但是呢，你不知道神是谁。
That is the old covenant.
这就是旧约。
If nobody teach you, then said, well, I do not know what kind of God he is.
如果没有人教导你的话，那么你对神呢就一无认识。
And if you have people to teach you, say, know the Lord. Well, you say, well, I know what kind of God he is, but he is billions and billions of miles away.
如果有人教导你呢，你就可以说我认识神一些，但是呢，神与我是相隔一万里。
I know there is God, but I don't know where to find him.
我知道有神，但是我不知道在哪里找到他。
That is the old covenant.
这就是旧约。
But in the new covenant.
但是在新约呢？
He said you don't need anybody to teach you.
这里说你们不需有人教导你。
Know the Lord.
说你要认识主。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because everyone.From the littlest one among you to the greatest, they shall know me in themselves.
因为你们从最小到至大的个人，你们都必在你们里面认识我。
In the Greek, you find these two know all two different words.
你知道在希腊原文里面，这两个认识是不同的字。
Know the Lord is external mental knowledge.
认识主是外面，是头脑上的知识。
The second know me in themselves is an experiential inward knowledge of God.
但是这里所讲到的认识主呢，乃是内在的，在经验上的，在经历上的认识主。
You know, brothers and sisters, after we are saved,
弟兄姊妹们，你知道，当我们得救以后
，One question we always ask，
我们总是问一个问题。
Now I'm the Lord's，
现在我是属于主的。
I want to please God，
我要讨神的喜悦。
I want to do His will，
我要遵行神的旨意。
But how do I know His will？
那我怎么知道什么是神的旨意呢
？How do I know God？
我怎样认识神呢
？Is it not that that's a problem？
是不是一个难题呢？
Well, if you know the new covenant,
如果你认识新约
you know God has already solved that problem for you.
你知道神已经解决了这个问题了吗？
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信主耶稣的时候
He put a teacher in you.
他就把一个教师放在你的里面
And that teacher is always in you.
这个教师是永远在你里面的
He isThe another comforter.
他就是那另一位保惠师。
And he will teach you in all things.
他要在凡事上指教你们。
He will glorify Christ in you.
他要在你里面荣耀基督。
You have the anointing within you.
在你里面有恩膏。
You have the Holy Spirit indwelled in you.
你有内住的圣灵
and the Holy Spirit who dwells in you is your teacher
那住在你里面的圣灵就是你的老师
and he is teaching you unceasingly.
他不停地指教你。
He is teaching you of Christ.
他要教导你关于基督。
He is leading you into Christ.
他要领你进到基督。
That's the reason why he said, from the littlest one, you start to know him.
这就是为什么这里说，从你们中间最小的，你们都要知道。
Because the littlest one is the newly born Christian.
最小的就是讲到刚得救的基督徒。
A newly born Christian has the Holy Spirit in him.
这个刚得救的基督徒就已经有圣灵在他的里面。
So the Bible said we need to obey the teaching of the anointing within us.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们要顺从恩膏的教训。
And then we will abide in Christ.
那么呢，我们就能够居住在基督的里面。
Our problem with Christianity today.
你知道基督徒今天的问题是什么？
In Christianity today, after you believe in the Lord Jesus, people will give you some rules and regulations.
今天在基督教里面，当你接受了主耶稣以后，就有些人呢，把一些的教条要给你。
And he said, if you keep these rules and regulations, then you are good.
如果呢，你遵守这些的教训，这些的条例，那你呢，就是一个好的基督徒。
So you find our Christian way is an outward way.
所以你就看见我们基督徒生活是一些外面的生活。
And one day you will come to a dead end.
有一天呢，你就发觉你来到一个尽头。
Christian way is an inward way.
基督徒的道路乃是一个里面的道路。
You do not need all these rules and regulations.
你不需要有这些外面的条例。
The Holy Spirit in you will teach you in all things.
在你里面的圣灵要在凡事上指教你。
Isn't it true that after you are saved?
你在你得救以后
，Nobody has said anything to you.
有没有人向你说过什么呢
？But formerly, you like to tell lies.
从前呢，你很喜欢撒谎的。
Oh, you say it's white lies.
你说这是无所谓的，这是无伤大雅的。
But after you are saved, you begin to tell lies.
你得救以后，你又撒谎了。
And suddenly you find within you someone is telling you, you are a Christian.
但是忽然间呢，在你里面有一个声音说你是个基督徒。
You shouldn't do that.
你不应该这样说。
Your teacher is teaching you.
你的教师在教导你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Do you have such experience?
你有没有这个经验呢？
I believe you do.
我相信你有。
But you do not follow.
但是你没有遵守。
You go the other way, the external way.
你还是在走外面的道路。
Therefore, you come to a dead end of your Christian life.
所以你就走到你基督徒生活的尽头了。
If you follow the inward way,
如果你是跟从在你里面的道路，
the teaching of the Holy Spirit within you,
你如果是遵守圣灵在你里面的教训，
it is from glory to glory.
你乃是荣上加荣。
That is article number two.
这就是律法里面的第二条。
This is our right.
对不起，这就是新约里面的第二条，这就是我们的权利。
This is our birthright.
这就是我们生下来的权利。
Our birthright is not only to have our sins forgiven and forgotten.
我们生下来的权利呢，不单是说我们的罪已经是得着赦免，已经被忘记了。
Our birthright is we know God in us.
我们生下来的权利呢，就是说我们在里面可以认识神。
Just get close to him.
我们只要亲近他。
Communion with him.
我们只要与他有交通。
And then the Spirit of God will teach us from within.
然后神的灵就在我们里面要教导我。
The first one.
第一条。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Giving my laws into their mind, I will write them also upon their hearts, and I will be there for them, to them for God, and they shall be to me for people.
我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Simply put,
很简单的说,
the law of God is no longer written on stones or paper.
神的律法不再是写在石头上或者写在纸张上。
Now the law is written upon your heart.
现在律法呢是写在我们的心里。
Now if you turn to Jeremiah, you find the law is in singular number.
如果我们看耶利米书的话，这里所讲的律法乃是单数的。
But in Hebrews, it is in plural number.
但是在希伯来书呢是复数的。
There is no contradiction.
这里呢没有矛盾。
God has written one law upon our heart.
神在我们的心里写了一条的律法。
It is the law of the Spirit of life.
就是圣命圣灵的律。
It is the royal law of love.
这是一个君尊爱的律法。
It is the perfect law of love.
这是一个完全的爱的律。
Only one law.
只有一个律，
not hundreds and thousands.
不是几百个、几千个。
It is the law of the Spirit of life.
就是圣命、圣灵的律。
And the law of the Spirit of life is not only telling you what God's will is.
这一个圣命、圣灵的律不是告诉你说神的旨意是什么。
It also gives you the power to do the will of God.
它也给你一个能力来遵行神的旨意。
It is the law of the Spirit of life.
这是生命圣灵的律。
You know, life is power.
你知道生命是有能力的。
And the Holy Spirit in you is the Spirit of life.
圣灵在你的里面乃是生命的圣灵。
He is applying that power to you.
他要在你里面给你这个能力。
And it is a law.
这是一个律。
In other words, it always acts in this way.
它总是这样做的。
Like the law of gravitation.
就好像地心吸力这个law。
No matter where you go,
无论你到哪里，
the same law is working in you.
同一个律总是在你身上应用。
And this law sets you free from the law of sin and of death.
这一个律就把我们从律法从死亡的律法之下拯救出来。
It is the same as God said, I will be your God.
就好像神说我要做你的神。
And you will be my people.
你要做我们的子民。
It is just the reverse of the old covenant.
就好像跟旧约是相反的。
The old covenant said, you shall be my people. Then,I will be your God.
旧约乃是说，你们如果做我的子民，那我就要做你们的神。
Now, in the new covenant, it says, I will be your God, so that you can be my people.
在新约里，神对我们说，我要做你们的子民，我要做你们的神，那么你们呢，就要成为我的子民。
Our God is the Almighty God.
我们的神乃是全能的神。
So there you find He Himself in us is our power.
所以这里你就发现他在我们的里面，他做我们的能力。
That is grace.
这是恩典。
He tells us what His will is.
他告诉我们他的旨意是什么。
And He is the power in us to fulfill that will.
然后他又住在我们的里面。做我们的能力，叫我们能够遵行他的旨意。
Do not say, I do not have the strength to do the will of God.
所以你不能说我没有能力来遵行神的旨意。
Yes, in yourself, you do not have the strength.
是的，在你的自己里面没有这个能力。
But if you look to God,
但是如果你仰望神，
nothing is too hard.
没有一件事是难的。
Nothing is impossible with God.
在神凡事都能。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
So here you find,
这里你就看见。
Not only the forgiveness of sins,
不但罪这都赦免。
Not only the inner knowledge of God,
不但我们有里面对神的认识。
But the power of life,
我们更有生命的能力。
And that is our birthright.
这就是我们生下来的的权利。
You can come to God and say,
我们能够向神说，
You have.Covenant.
你跟我立了这个约。
Now, fulfill it.
现在你来履行。
According to the old new covenant,
按照新约来说，
if I confess my sins,
如果我承认我的罪，
you are bound to forgive.
你就必须要赦免。
Not only bound to forgive, but you're bound to forget.
不但你需要赦免我的罪，你也要忘记我的罪。
Now, I want you to keep your covenant.
现在我要你守这个约。
According to your covenant,
照着你的约。
You say I know your will.
你说我知道你的旨意。
So I come.
所以我来。
And I ask you to show me your will.
我求你把你的旨意启示我。
By your Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
Show me your will.
给我看见你的旨意。
According to your covenant.
照着你给我的约。
You say you will be my power.
你说你要做我的能力。
Yes, I cannot.
是的，我不能。
But you can.
但是你能。
So, do it according to what you have covenanted.
所以神啊，按着你所立的约，你替我做。
That's the way we come to God.
这就是我们来到神面前的方法。
And that's the way that God loves us to come to Him.
这也是神喜欢我们来到他面前的道路。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
here is the last verse in Hebrews 8.
这里希伯来书最后的一节圣经。
Verse 13.
十三节。
In that He says new, He has made the first old, and that which grows old and age is near disappearing.
第十三节，既说新月就以前月为旧了，但那渐旧渐衰的就必快归无有了。
So far as God is concerned,
以神而论，
the old covenant is past.
旧约已经过去了。
Because he has made a new covenant with us.
因为他与我们已经立了新约。
And all his dealing with us is according to the new covenant.
现在呢，他与我们中间的关系是基于新约。
He will not deal with us according to the old covenant.
他再也不用旧约来对待我们了。
But according to ourselves.
但是对我们来说呢？
Isn't it true that oftentimes we still have our relationship with God on the old covenant.
我们是不是常常与神的关系还是基于旧约呢？
We do not believe God can forgive us.
我们不相信神会赦免我们。
And even if He forgives, we think He will still remember.
就是神赦免我们了，神还是记得的。
We do not believe that He will make His will known to us.
我们还是不相信神会将他的旨意指示给我。
We are still looking for people to teach us.
我们还是找人呢，希望能够别人能够告诉我们神的
旨意。Because we cannot know him.
因为我们不认识他。
We have to have someone to teach us.
我们需要有别人教导我们。
Is it not true?
是不是这样呢？
When we know the will of God and we say no, we cannot do it.
我们知道神的旨意之后，我们还是说我们不能够做。
We have forgotten that there is the life, the power of life within us.
我们忘记了在我们里面有生命，这个生命有能力。
So to us, this old covenant hopefully is getting old and aged.
所以我们盼望在我们里面的这个旧约实在是渐旧渐衰了。
I hope this is the case.
我希望这实在是这样。
Do not keep the old covenant like Moses, who lived to such an age, and he doesn't seem to get old. Age.
不要好像摩西一样，他守这个律法，守到他很大的年纪，这个律法还像是没有变旧一样。
Then we have no progress in our Christian life.
那我们基督徒的生活就没有进步了。
Let the old covenant in our experience gradually getting older and aged and passed away.
在我们的经历里，让这个旧约在我们里面是渐衰渐旧，是要过去的。
Let it disappear.
让它归于无有。
For now, we are living in the new covenant.
因为现在我们是活在新约里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Shall we pray?
我们有一点的祷告。
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你知道我们不能守旧约。
For you know that we cannot keep the old covenant.
你也不与我们立旧约。
And you do not give us the old covenant.
你给我们一个新约。
But you have given us a new one.
主啊，求你开启我们的心眼。
Lord, we pray that you will open our spiritual understanding.
让我们看见你所给我们的是什么约。
That we may see what covenant it is that you have given us.
好叫我们每天的生活是活在新约的里面。
That in our daily life, we live according in,、to the New Testament, the New Covenant.
巴不得旧约在我们身上能就渐渐消散。
May the old covenant disappear in us.
你的新约在我们身上得以建立。
And the new covenant is being lived in us.
好叫你得着称赞和荣耀。
That you may receive praise and glory.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.